back to another week's edition of Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio right here on AM 920 The Answer. In this first segment, we've got the Metro Atlanta residential real estate update for the last 7 days, keeping you in the know on what's happening in real estate in Metro Atlanta. In our Something You Should Know About Atlanta segment, we're featuring the 2024 Brookhaven Cherry Blossom Festival. And when it comes to making a down payment, is 20% the norm? I talk to so many people so often who believe that they must pay a minimum of 20% down, and that simply is not true. My name is Cleve Gaddis. You're listening to Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio. Our purpose for this show is to help you as a listener go from a real estate novice, an inexperienced real estate person, to a real estate expert, because we want home selling and buying to be done with total confidence and without all the worry that is so typical with life's biggest investments. We don't want you to learn anything at closing or after that you should have learned before. I want to say that one more time. We don't want you as a home buyer or a home seller to learn anything at closing or after that you should have learned before. And we mean that. If you want to connect with us, it's simple. Go to gogaddisradio.com. That's gogaddisradio.com. You can ask questions that we answer on air or off air. You can make comments. You can push back. You can challenge things we say. You can share ideas with us. You can request we feature your neighborhood in the radio show. And we'll do some additional research on your neighborhood to help you as a homeowner understand whether or not you have a particular advantage in your neighborhood. And you can subscribe to our podcast. This radio show is available in 4 individual podcasts for each show. And it's available on all major podcasting platforms. Go to gogaddisradio.com. Without further ado, let's jump into the Metro Atlanta real estate, residential real estate update over the last 7 days. 2,146 new listings hit the market in the last 7 days. 2,146. We had 1,277 homes go under contract. Let's say that is about 800 more homes listed in the last 7 days than homes that went under contract in the last 7 days, which means there is over 800 more listings to choose from this week than last week. There was 1,561 closings. The year is starting out fairly strong. And homes with a price decrease over the prior 7 days, 1,353. Take the 850 new listings and the 1,353, and you got about 2,200 more listings where either a new listing on the market for you to choose from if you're a home buyer, and someone who may be telling the market that they are a little bit more motivated this week than they were last week. So if you're a home buyer and you believe there are not enough opportunities out there for you, the tide may be changing, and I think that is so important. If you've just joined us, you're listening to Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio right here on AM 920. The Answer, I'm Cleve Gaddis. I am your host. We just gave a residential real estate update for the last 7 days, and now we're going to jump into our Here's Something You Should Know About Metro Atlanta segment. This segment, we're featuring the 2024 Brookhaven Cherry Blossom Festival. I have not been to the Brookhaven Cherry Blossom Festival ever, and I should do that. On Saturday, March the 23rd, and Sunday, March the 24th, it's being held at Blackburn Park, which is 3943 Ashford Dunwoody Road. I have been to Blackburn Park. That's in Brookhaven. Admission is free. Listen to this. And live is this Saturday, is the Saturday, March the 23rd. Bare Naked Ladies headlines on March the 24th. Moon Taxi and Crash Test Dummies perform on Saturday the 23rd. Let me make sure that's correct. Saturday is Moon Taxi and Crash Test Dummies take the stage on Sunday. Forgive me. I gave information incorrectly there. Once again, the Brookhaven Cherry Blossom Festival proves why it's one of the biggest concert events in the state. That's Brookhaven Mayor John Ernest being quoted there. If you're concerned with food, no need to pack a lunch. They say they have it all there for you. With a cherry on top, they present an abundance of choices for meals, snacks, desserts, and adult beverages. As far as an artist market, the Splash Festival Artist Market will feature 100-plus fine art vendors lining Rebecca Williams Way. The market will be open Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's also family friendly and pet friendly. The Cherry Blossom Festival will feature a kid zone with plenty of fun activities. Strollers and wagons are welcome in the park. For people attending the festival, it is pet-friendly. It's a pet-friendly event that will include a pet world with fun activities for your pups as well as your pet vendors. Service animals, as always, are welcome. And there is a classic car show and a Brookhaven Cherry Blossom 5K. That sounds like fun. The Classic Car Show takes place on Saturday, March the 23rd, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the main entrance of Blackburn Park across from the McDonald's. And the Brookhaven Cherry Blossom 5K will take place on Saturday, March the 16th, starting at 8 a.m. Runners and fans can kick the morning off right with a fast course, lots of good cheer, and the knowledge that 100% of the race proceeds go directly to support the important work at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Those of you who listen to the show know that we love here at Modern Traditions Realty Group and all of REMAX throughout the state of Georgia. We love supporting the Children's Miracle Network, which goes to Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. So if you want more information, just go to Google, type in 2024 Brookhaven Cherry Blossom Festival, and you will find all of the information you need. I'm not sure, for those of you who are considering buying a house, if the cost involved in buying that first home feel daunting. My guess is that many of you are afraid of what it might cost to get into your first home, especially when it comes to the down payment. Well, believe it or not, putting 20% down isn't always the norm. There are lots and lots of solutions and lots of programs and options out there for you. We received a listener question from Jimmy in Norcross saying he wants to buy his first home, but with the price of homes and current rates, we aren't sure if we have what is needed for a down payment. What are our options? And the reality is, if you're planning to buy your first home or saving for all the cost involved, you know, especially when it comes to the down payment, you don't necessarily need to be worried about that. Unless specified by your loan type or your lender, it's typically not required to put 20% down, which means you could be closer to your home buying dreams than you realize. The Mortgage Report says, although putting 20% down to avoid mortgage insurance is wise if affordable, it's a myth that this is always necessary. In fact, most people opt for a much lower down payment. When I bought my first home in 1992, I put 10% down because I couldn't afford to put 20% down at the time. I paid a little private mortgage insurance. I wound up selling that home 2 or 3 years later when I moved from Columbia, South Carolina to Chicago. And so the few years that I paid private mortgage insurance really wasn't that big of a deal. According to the National Association of Realtors, the median down payment hasn't been over 20%. Listen to this, since 2005. In fact, for homebuyers today, the average down payment is 15%, and for first-time homebuyers, it's just 8%. So you might not need to save as much as you originally thought. Now, there's also plenty of resources out there that can help you toward your down payment goal. According to a down payment resource, there are over 2,000 homebuyer assistance programs in the U.S., and many of them are intended to help with down payments. Many of them are intended to help people who earn at or below the median or the median income for your municipality, for your geographic area. There are also loan options that can help too. For example, an FHA loan, the minimum down payment is 3.5%. Yep, you heard that right. So $400,000 home, you're going to have a down payment of less than $15,000 if you choose to do that. And VA loans, which are loans insured by the Veterans Administration, and USDA loans, which are loans insured by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, have no down payment requirements for qualified applicants. So if you qualify, you might be able to buy a home without putting anything down. With so many resources available to help you with your down payment, the best way to find out what you qualify for is by consulting with your loan officer or broker. And don't feel like all loan officers or loan brokers are created equally. In some cases, people are experts on down payment assistance programs, and in some cases, lenders don't know anything about down payment assistance programs. If you want to be referred to somebody who can really help you with down payment assistance programs, you can always go to gogaddisradio.com, click on Contact Us, put in a little information, we'll reach out to you. For many people, waiting to save up 20% for a down payment may cost too much time. While you're saving for your down payment and paying rent, the future home of your price might go up. So you might save $5,000 a year in interest and spend $25,000 or $30,000 or $40,000 more for a house. Home prices are expected to keep appreciating. I saw some research that says for the last 42 years, home prices in the U.S. have increased, appreciated 4.8% annually. So the bottom line is, keep in mind, you don't always need 20% down payment to buy a home. If you're looking to make a move this year, reach out to your trusted real estate professional, and we'd love to be that for you and start a conversation about your home buying goals. We believe we can sell your home for $28,000. You heard that right. $28,000 more than your neighbor sold his or her home for. If it sounds too good to be true, I say try me and let me prove it to you. Go to GoGaddisRadio.com. Click on $28,000 more. Put in a little information. We'll reach out to you quickly and tell you how the two things that we do that are unique to us. I don't know of anybody else in Metro Atlanta that does those. We provide a customized maximum value plan and a $15,000 budget to improve the home so that you can get the most out of it from a sales price standpoint. Go to GoGaddisRadio.com. This segment of the show is brought to you by John Birchfield and Capital City Home Loans. John makes it his mission to guide each home buyer step by step through the entire loan process so they can be educated and confident in the mortgage options available. 678-226-7887 is the number. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it's all about crawl spaces. What do you do to keep all the nasty things in your crawl space out of your house? Stick with us. We've got that and more. We'll be back.